I love audio. I'm just saying, and I don't want to bore you. I'm just saying that I love this audio thing. Way back in the day, I just started to start the podcast, and I would code the XML feed myself, and I just loved it. I got it. I was in iTunes. I'd get maybe 100 downloads per episode, like right away. It was an interesting thing. I had the podcast going along, but some of my friends said that it was too long. And I'm like, they're like, I can't sit and listen for 40 minutes, which is one reason that I got these things down to 10 and 20 minutes. But I try to explain to people, why are you sitting down listening to something for 40 minutes? Who does that? The whole idea of talk radio, of podcasts, is that you listen while you go. It's audio. So you go about your life, you work, you clean the house, you fix the car, you drive down the road, you shuffle papers, whatever it is you've got to do, you listen while you work. That's what talk, that's the whole idea of it. And so many people in the current generation don't get that. So I'm happy to contribute to it. I'm happy that you get it. And it's like we were made for each other. Because ever since I had to turn off the camera because Windows messed up my graphics driver, I've been really, really happy. So yay. Windows making a mess actually turned out well. They're still professional mess makers. But, sometimes you need to break the furniture, so to speak. Now, breaking the furniture is talking about the nice part of the house. If you're going to do remodeling, you knock out the trim, you knock out the drywall, and those nice parts of the house, the exterior the surface parts of the building that you're remodeling, you tear it out. That's called the furniture. Furniture isn't just a chair, table, desk, sofa, etc. Furniture includes, it's the nice outer part of things. The shelf that's built into the wall that looks really nice. That's called furniture. Wow, this has been really, really educational here, hasn't it? Well, and a piano repair. The really nice polished finish outside the piano is called the furniture. If you want to do good work with piano repair, you need to know what's happening inside. You need to be able to be ingenuitive to use household items to fix the problems inside the piano. And then you need to be able to really polish the furniture outside and make that beautiful. There's multiple parts of work, like a car. They call it body work. There you go. Furniture is a body work. Sometimes you don't smash up body work when you change a car. You pull the body work off or you redo it. Okay, this has been really long and interesting. I keep talking about it. Announcements podcast here, my life and what's going on in perspective. I got a lot. I mean, I'm amazed. I'm relieved. Still a little irritated, but that's normal work. You're doing your work. It's frustrating, right? You're trying to fix a problem and you're trying to solve the problem. And you're always blaming the stuff that you're working on for being a problem. But really, it's yourself that needs to do the improving, right? Okay. All right. So, going through life, doing the work, getting it done. But I've made incredible progress on PacificDailyAds.com, this advertising network. I've now got full statistical reporting so you could use it as analytics for your website to gauge your traffic. And I'm presuming that you're displaying advertisements, which they're simple, little, tiny, non-annoying text ads. Why wouldn't you want to? And then I've also got statistics set up for advertisers so they can look at analytics. And I got the basic part set up this week. I need to go in and I need to add keywords, the search phrases, when they clicked on the category to view it, when they clicked on a tag to view it, when they just saw it somewhere on the regular website, when it displayed on someone else's blog, that sort of thing. So I need to finish out and, provide some more of the meta research for advertisers, for businesses. Well, I've got a business model. There's a personal advertisement and that's really cheap. But if you want to add your business name and get analytics for your advertisement, you being the advertiser, then you pay $3 instead of $1. And it's going to start off for over a year. $1 will buy you over a year in advertising while it's starting. Because the idea of an advertising network is it has to have a lot of people. You need lots and lots of people. So when it's just starting, there aren't many people. So we'll add eyeballs with time. But once you've got a million people looking at it every day, $1 for 1 week will get you more eyeballs than, a dollar for an entire year. Well, hopefully it swells up by that time and people are ahead, because I really hope that the idea takes off. People are sick and tired of annoying advertising. They don't like it. And so I saw business and what it's about and how it actually works. And I've got more philosophy coming on later, but I'm doing all the programming myself, and I've learned PHP and SQL in order to do it. And I'll tell you what, this has been really, really fun. I'm looking forward to watching how this thing works. This week in the Taiwan special, I'm going to be talking about some systemic poverty stuff going on in Detroit. And interesting things going on here in Taiwan's culture. It was discussing some stuff with mom, and it was like she really was concerned about what I was telling her was happening in Taiwan. See, me, I've just gotten used to it. It's just how everybody does stuff. She's like, yeah, that's not good. So I'm going to tell you what's going on, and more importantly, how I think about that. And that's the other thing I'm going to get to in the Taiwan special this week is you got to not make trouble. A lot of people in diplomacy, people get all freaked out about not wanting to offend the other person. We need that country as an ally. Let's not say anything that could make them angry. No, you got to teach them they're your friends, but you teach them in a way that's helpful. You know, you go to the surgeon to get sliced because you need it. You go to the dentist to get your teeth cleaned, which is annoying, but you know that you need it. You go to the chiropractor, get crunched on and pushed on because you know that you need it. And friends need friends to tell each other how to be better. And, allies, business, countries, whatever, when, you know, your neighbors, when they're not doing a good job, you know, you've got to be able to tell them. But the goal is that we lift and we improve things. Sometimes people don't want to listen. So don't talk. Just sit there and let them act like they got it all figured out and live a better life than them. And it's the better life really that persuades them. And be charitable and you live your own better life, hopefully better. Make it better every day if you can. And then that will inspire other people to maybe ask you. If you're approachable and you're awesome, those two virtues, approachability and awesomeness, work on them both. And then people will come ask you for the advice. And that's when you give it to them. But until then, you don't do it. You can't do it. I mean, I know a guy, his wife is crazy, like mental. And I know exactly what's going on and what he can do about it. But he's not asking me anything at all. He's pretending to be the expert. So fine. You know, go be the failed expert. I'm not, and I don't rub his face in it, but I'm not going to tell him. I see that with a lot of stuff. And that's respect. And that's, you know, people have to struggle in order to decide they want to do better. And speaking of doing better, I just want to share something personal. I'm 39 years old and I'm still in very good physical condition. I'm probably in better physical condition than most high school students. And I exercise calisthenics, push-ups, pull-ups, etc. I'm not into weights. I can do them. I know how, but I'm not into that. My exercises, this is just interesting little factoid about Jesse. My exercises are arts and sports. I do skateboarding. I learn a skill as my muscle training. I find the skill that provides muscle training. So I do street dancing, like break dancing moves. I'm not a professional. I'm not an awesome break dancer, but I use break dancing techniques and moves as my muscle training. So at the same time I'm doing muscle training, I'm also developing a skill. Same thing with skateboarding. So who does squats at the gym? Go get a skateboard and work the half pipe and develop a skill. Video, watch that guy do squats. No. They want to see it at the skate park, man. You know, I don't. That's how I roll. See you tomorrow.